I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
That says it all. Hold your head high, because we're Catholics. Hold the cross high. We as Catholics, we march under the banner of Jesus Christ. We march under the cross of Christ. And let's remember that politics is a temporary institution. All of that will end at the grave. When you die, there will be... Here's a thought. I just tweeted this a few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Though I'm going to get off of Twitter this weekend and Facebook because... I can't be part of the problem, these tech companies that we're going to talk about. But I said on social media this weekend, in heaven, there are no politicians and there are no politics. Why? In heaven, we will all be under Christ the King and Our Lady the Queen. And that's where it ends. Terry?
Hey, man, Jesse, this is going to be another great show. And, you know, Jesse, we're so honored. We're going to be announcing later. Several of the Catholic stations are saying, wow, you guys are hitting hard. We like you because you don't compromise. So that's good news. We're getting more exposure all the time. And Jesus 911 is also getting some more exposure. So I'll tell people later as it develops, but it's looking very, very good. I just want to say this, that today's show, not only are we going to take spiritual warfare and communism with Father Chad Ripperker, we've been doing that for several weeks. I think it's 47 or 48 the clips that we're going to be playing to help you understand spiritual warfare. But also, don't forget, Saturday we have our spiritual warfare conference. You can always go to our website, which is virginmostpowerfulradio.org. So check that out to sign up for that. But we're also going to be talking about, yeah, you just nailed it, Jess. The guys that are like YouTube, they're suspending President Trump, but also... And not only all the big media people are saying we got to shut anybody who's conservative down. So we want to talk about that. And I'm going to mention something about a Polish prime minister who says he's condemning that censorship. He said, we lived under that for 50 years. It's wrong. We know what takes place. Communism. So he's warning us. I thought that was a good warning. Also, we're going to talk about an article from a very good publication. And it's Crisis Magazine. They've been around for 30 or 40 years. Welcome to the Twitter Rapture. Oh, my gosh, that's hard-hitting. And much, much more. We're going to be talking also some good news stories about abortion. Wait till you hear what I have to say about that. But before we get to all these topics, let's get some soul food in, because we tell everybody, read your Bible every day, and we practice that right here on the Terry and Jesse Show.
I'll tell you why it's important, Terry, because the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, everything else you read,
yeah,
it's time-stamped. One
right.
day it's going to be irrelevant.
That's right.
Nobody's going to be reading the Constitution as great as that document is in
yeah,
heaven.
Not inspired by God.
Or the Declaration of Independence. They're not going to be reading it in the afterlife. But what is eternal is God's word. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. I want to look at the first reading today because I think it speaks to America, our situation. It's from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 to 14. Here's what the Holy Bible says. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. It says, the Holy Spirit says, oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at the rebellion in the day of testing in the desert, where your ancestors tested and tried me and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this, I was provoked with that generation, and I said, they have always been of erring heart, and they do not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart, so as to forsake the living God. Encourage yourselves daily while it is still today, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ, if only we hold the beginning of the reality firm until the end. the first reading, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Yes.
And the responsorial psalm, it just also plays on that in Psalm 95. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So what is the Lord telling us today in the first reading and the responsorial psalm? Well, he's talking to the Israelites at the time of Moses. And many of them, even though they saw the great power and the miracles of God, they still began questioning God and questioning God's protection and complaining to God. That's like a lot of Catholics today, because we are the new Israel of God. So this verse is speaking to Catholic Christians today and the church, the new Israel of God. Many lay Catholics and also clergy have hardened their hearts against God. They've no longer trust in God. And so right now what's happening? Well, we're walking through this desert experience just like they did, this 40-year desert experience. Why? Well, we've provoked the hand of God to wrath, like it says in the first reading. Why? Well, killing babies, killing old people, euthanasia,
yep,
calling drugs medicine, medical marijuana,
same-sex marriage,
marrying men and women to the same sex.
Yep.
We've provoked the anger of God, just like the first reading says.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of provoking his anger, we're going to feel his wrath, and we're feeling it. And then it says here, take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil and unfaithful heart. So all of us are called to look at our interior life, our interiority, to see if we're right with God. Are we in a state of grace? Are we part of the problem? Are we part of the liberal, socialist, progressive, communist problem? Or are we part of the gospel solution? And then the first reading says, encourage yourselves daily while it is still today. You want to get encouraged? I invite you this Saturday, January 16th, to listen to the best spiritual warfare conference in 2021. It's going to be held at the Sacred Heart Chapel in Covina. Dr. Dan Schneider and myself are fired up, especially after what happened right now. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Are you going to get some good spiritual direction? Just like the first reading says, encourage yourselves and come to this conference on Saturday. So like the Bible says, so that none of you may grow hardened by the deceit of sin. Yep. So that none of you can grow hardened by the deception of this socialism and communism that's coming into our country. And then it finally says at the end of the first reading, we've become partners of Christ. Okay, that happened at baptism. But notice what also the first reading says. We've got to hold on until the end. Hold on until what? Your pants? Your faith. Hold on to your faith until the end. And by listening to VMP, all the shows here, by going to the conference on Saturday, we're going to help you do exactly that. Hold on to your faith. Terry?
Very good. Jesse, before I bring Bishop Sheen in, I just want to respond to some of our, let's just say, people who disagree with us. I've had a lot of call-ins, and I tell people, I give them my cell phone, 661-972-7872. I'm happy to chat with you. But we had a guy call in, and maybe 13 or 14 texts back and forth. We finally agreed to disagree, but he was saying that, hey, you can't say that this election was not fair. Come on. So I gave him a very good resource called Judicial Watch, your newsletter. I support them, and on page 11, there's a clean election report. Jesse, it's the best clean election report I've seen. Labels it all out. They found 353 U.S. counties and 29 states with voter registration rates over 100%. In other words, there were dead people voting. Come on, give me a break.
That don't exist.
Don't even exist.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah, they don't even exist. Over 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, when over 100% of the people vote in a county,
yeah,
that means they made up anything over 100. Yeah. Those people don't exist.
So when someone asked me, where's your source, that's what I told them. Judicial Watch, you want to check it out. It's in their newsletter.
That's a team of lawyers. They're crack lawyers, too.
Exactly. Hey, let's bring the smartest guy into the room for a quick full Sheen ahead. Bishop Sheen has Mother Teresa on again. Saint Mother Teresa. It's quick. It's a powerful one, though. When Jesus was dying on the cross, he said, I thirst. You notice in all the Mother Teresa's homes, they have that statement, I thirst, under all the crucifixes. Why? Because we have to fill that thirst. Jesus is thirsting for our love. This is the thirst we all have, rich and poor alike. We all thirst for the love of others, that they go out of their way to avoid harming us and to do good to us. This is the meaning of true love, to give until it hurts. Yes, that statement, to give until it hurts, I always think of fundraising. Are you kidding me? Don't measure your generosity by how much you give, but rather how much you have left over. So everything we do, we say in Christianity, you know, it's not gonna feel nice. It's not gonna feel good many times doing our spiritual exercises. No, are you kidding me? Hey Jesse, when you were a boxer and you had to work out and you had to run 5, 6, 7, 8 miles in a day,
no, it didn't feel good.
Of course it didn't. But you know what? The benefits were there. And saying the same way in our spiritual life, we got to understand. We got to give until it hurts. All right, Jess, we're gonna come back.
Terry, let me mention two good news items before we.
Yeah, get it.
Governor Kristi Noem, she's the governor from South Dakota.
Yeah.
She called on her state lawmakers to ban abortions based on prenatal diagnosis.
That's
of
really
Down
good
syndrome.
News. That's really.
So she said that at her state of the state address. She says the Declaration of Independence summarizes that we all know in our hearts to be true that God created each of us and endowed all of us with the right to life. This is true with everybody, even those with Down syndrome. So that's a good news item. God bless that governor.
And what, Jesse, one
also
more good news.
Another good news.
Oh, go ahead. We got plenty of them.
Hit the Supreme Court.
That's the one I wanted to bring up.
Voted 6-3
yep.
to reinstate a Trump administration rule.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
That requires women seeking to obtain abortion pills to receive them in person at a hospital or medical office rather than receiving them via the email. So Chief Justice John Roberts did something right, siding with the Trump administration over the lower court. He stated, "My view is that courts owe significant deference to the politically accountable entity." So another victory on our side. We'll take it whenever we can. Also, Speaker Nancy Pelosi was caught in hypocrisy. She gave a lecture and she called herself a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and a daughter in her house speech, despite the new rules that have been approved by Democrats for gender neutral language. So she's been caught in hypocrisy, Terry.
Absolutely. We'll come right back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry and Jesse Show, two Catholics with PhDs in common sense. We want you to hear a short little clip from Father Chad Ripperger. He's an exorcist for the Diocese of Denver, Colorado. And he talks about the way innocent people are persecuted by the diabolical and the communists. What he's doing here, he's showing that the behavior of communists, which guess what, America, it's right at our doorstep, and the behavior of demons is parallel. Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
One of the hallmarks of the diabolic is the persecution of people who are innocent. Now, they persecute people who are innocent because those people are in the innocence, or they are in the image of God in a very, and they themselves are not innocent. And looking at someone who's innocent is a constant reminder to them of their own sin. So they may feel guilty around the person. So they attack him, and they attack the innocent person in a variety of ways. One of them is attacking the innocent person or accusing him of things that they are not even guilty of. They just accuse the person of it, you know, accusing him of committing this or that sin or crime or what have you. They'll also move or incite others to attack them, that is, the innocent. Demons can affect people's perception, and as a result, they can draw people to be critical or even harmful to the individual, thinking that they're actually doing a good thing. You see this among communists in their movements. They get people who are don't have a high degree of depth of thought. They get sucked in by drinking their Kool-Aid, so to speak, by drinking their platitudes and things of that sort. And so they actually think that people who stand in opposition to that are evil. And so they'll actually go out and harm them, not realizing what they're actually doing. Demons persecute the innocents because the innocents remind them of their own guilt, as I mentioned. They persecute the innocent because they hate what they stand for, that is, the law of God. An innocent person is someone who is obedient to the law of God. Demons persecute the innocent just as a general attacks the strongest of the cities first. In other words, when you're going in to take out your enemy, you might have to do a little bit in the initial stages to take out some small stuff. But in the end, you have to take out the primary city, that or the primary fortress that the enemy is occupying. Once you take that out, then everything else will fall. Once you get the main city, then all the other cities will fold. That's the understanding of it. Or sometimes you might have to work up your way to the largest city, such as in the, or the stronghold, such as what happened in the Second World War and trying to take Berlin. But the point being, but that only had to do with geographics. In the end, you need, your enemy isn't vanquished until you take his strongest city. And this is one of the reasons why the demons don't feel that they have vanquished God, or they've vanquished those who stand for God, until they take out the innocent. Communists persecute the innocent and free the guilty. We see this going on all the time on the mainstream news media right now. Someone will come up and make a statement, and they will completely malign the individual. The person might have been doing their job, and they say that he is a racist, or he's this, or he's that. And in the meantime, those very communists are passing laws to let people who are guilty of true crimes out without bail or things of this sort. So they free the guilty. This is done because they are basically brigands. They're thugs who love chaos. That's basically what it boils down to. This is done to cause further division, which we're going to discuss more later. In other words, by letting these people out, those people are going to go commit more crimes, and then that creates more dissension and also difficulties within the society. This is done to weaken the rule of law and societal order. The guilty often perpetrate crimes again, and that's exactly why they're let out. They hate the innocent or good citizens because they stand in their way to total power. They hate the average guy in the street who's a law-abiding citizen, and the reason they hate him is because they know that they cannot perpetrate their crime, they cannot take over their country until they basically take those kinds of people out, or at least silence them in some manner. This is why they are all for the First Amendment for themselves and for those who push their agenda, but refuse to allow it to those who speak in opposition. They hate the innocent because they are in the image of God and Christ. And that is the communists, not just the demons, the communists. They hate those things that are in the image of God and the image of Christ because they are essentially godless and atheistic. And we know that from the very writings of Marx himself.
Father Chad Ripperger.
There's a lot there, Jesse. I got tons of notes from that.
Wow. Yeah, he's making a comparison between the way communists act and demons act. That's what he's doing in these 47 lectures. And again, the word communism is simply a code word for socialist, liberal, and progressive.
Yep. Hey,
that's the Democrat Party. Now, here's something interesting. Terry starts off, I mean, without saying President Trump, that's who he's alluding to.
Well, think about the First Amendment that he described at the end of that talk, Jesse, that they promote the First Amendment. Unless your narrative isn't part of my narrative, then they shut you down, like taking you off Twitter, off YouTube. He was talking about the Democratic Party right there. Just let's be honest.
That's what these lectures are all doing. He's just basically dog whistling everybody, any Catholic, the faithful Catholic. He's letting us know that the way the Democrat Party operates, it's diabolical. They have diabolical behavior, the way they operate. And if anybody, as Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ says, anybody who has ears, let him hear. Look what he said about right in the beginning. He says, one of the hallmarks of the diabolical is the persecution of people who are innocent.
Yes.
Do you know a president who's innocent?
They
persecute people who are innocent because they are in the image of God, and they themselves are not innocent, because someone who's innocent is a constant reminder to them of their own sin. They feel guilty around the innocent person, so they attack him in a variety of ways. And one way is they attack the person of things the person is not guilty of. And they incite other people to attack the innocent person as well. Terry, what's happening
you
in
got
our
it.
Country
you
right now.
You nailed it.
To the POTUS.
Yes.
Everything that they've accused them and that they impeached them on is stuff that the other side has already done, Terry.
Yeah. Jesse, I'm going to make one other comment from listening to Father Chad Ripperger. It's about low information people. And what I mean by that, people who don't practice their faith or just are ignorant of anything, they're being hooked along. They're useful idiots, as the communists would say.
You know what he called them, Terry?
What?
It's funny. Yeah, he said, they get, talking about the communists, he goes, they get people who don't have a high degree of a high degree of depth of thought.
Well, he said it nicely.
Make it simpler.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Low information.
I'm sorry, but that's my style, okay? Father's very, you know, he's polite. I'm not as polite as Father Chad. You tell him that. But the point of it is, Jesse, and you've said this over and over again on the spiritual warfare issue, there's a reason why the devil has so much power right now. Think of the lack of people praying, lack of people going to the sacraments. That's opening a porthole. Am I onto something?
Yes, of course.
Of course. That's what I see happening right now, Jess.
Yeah. Terry, because what opens the portal, which is basically a door, okay? What opens this invisible door to heaven?
Yeah.
The Mass?
Of course.
The Mass is the door, that the portal, the door that's open to heaven.
Yep.
That's Jacob's ladder, where the angels are coming up and down, taking the sacrifice to the Father in heaven and bringing back down the Father's graces to us. Demons also have doors or portals.
Yep.
And again, a life of mortal sin. Father Ripperger says one unconfessed mortal sin and unrepented mortal sin, just one, can lead to demonic possession. He says,
wow.
God doesn't usually do that because of God's mercy. But legally, one mortal sin can lead to demonic possession.
Amazing.
But God, in his mercy, generally doesn't allow that to happen. Here's another thing he said, Terry. Again, and that's exactly what they're doing to the POTUS. He says, they think that people that oppose them are evil. Communists think that people that oppose them are evil. They will actually go out and harm them, not realizing what they're actually doing. And then he said, demons persecute the innocent because the innocent reminds them of their own guilt. They persecute the innocent because they hate what they stand for. They hate the law of God. So there he's making, again, this is exactly what the Democrats are doing right now to the POTUS. But he says this is exactly the behavior of demons as well. Demons and communists do the exact same thing, Terry.
Well said. And Jesse, just to back you up on what you said about the Mass, I want to repeat again what I said last week by Bishop Sheen. And he said this, that the Mass, therefore, is not a substitute for the cross, but the merit we gain at Mass is the same as the merit we would have gained if we had assisted 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Jess, do you realize? What? Are you kidding me? It's just good time management to get to Mass as often as possible to receive those same graces that we would have received if we were alive 2,000 years ago at Calvary. How many of us realize that, man? That's powerful, Jess.
Yeah. Terry, towards the end, Father Ripperger talks about Karl Marx. He says, the communists and demons hate the innocent because they are in the image of God, and Christ because they are godless and atheistic. And we know that from the very writings of Marx himself.
Yeah.
Now, some people will say, come on, Karl Marx, how do you know he was a communist? Dr. Paul Kanger just authored a book.
He's a good man.
He's a convert to the Catholic faith. The title of his book is called, guess what?
Yeah,
it's called The Devil and Karl Marx.
Yep.
So Dr. Paul Kanger has just authored a book. If you want to look at Marx and his own writings and his philosophy and his way of life, the book is called The Devil and Karl Marx. There's another book by a Protestant author. And this guy, I got his he's got my respect because his name's Richard Wurmbrand. He was the leader of an underground Protestant church over in Romania. Hmm. He spent 14 years in a communist prison.
Wow.
Under the Romanian dictator. And the last 3 years, Richard Wurmbrand, this Protestant minister, he spent the last 3 years in prison, in the prison and the hospital ward, because again he had been tortured so bad.
Wow.
And so he wrote a book when he got out of prison. In fact, in his book he shows pictures, his body, he's stripped from the waist up, and he shows 18 deep torture wounds that are still covering his body right now. Well, he wrote a book. It's called Karl Marx from Christian to Satanist.
Wow.
So he shows in this book the way he went from a lukewarm Lutheran, and the way he started embracing the diabolical. So again, there's two books written. Dr. Paul Kanger, called The Devil and Karl Marx, if you want to read about this evil man, and another book called Karl Marx from Christian to Satanist. And He's a Protestant pastor who spent 14 years in a communist prison. His name's Richard Worm Brand. Terry?
Yes, I just want to say those resources are outstanding. You know, Bishop Sheen used to say this. You want to get advice? Go to someone who has suffered. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't go to some guy or some person that says, hey, I got good advice, and they've never suffered in their life. Because suffering does give extra time for us to have, you know, basically prudence.
He's got my respect, Terry. 14 years
in
a communist prison, getting tortured every
day. That's impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. I think his book,
I want it. I want it. We come back. YouTube suspends President Trump's channel for at least 7 days. Actually, they're going to do it for good now. They've already said that. This is outdated. But hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more. Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
First, they force us to put on masks to cover our mouth. Next, phase two is now actually censor our speech, Terry.
Yep.
We're seeing the movement towards that. YouTube suspended President Trump's channel for 7 days, but this is old news. It's actually indefinite now from what I've been told, right?
Yeah, it is indefinite now. Yep, I got that updated.
So they've suspended President Trump's channel because they say that they're concerned about the, quote, ongoing potential for violence.
Yeah.
This is just their latest move by one of the largest tech companies to limit the president online. You know why, Terry? Because he founded the greatest, most energetic movement of any president since Abraham Lincoln, and he's still a threat to them.
Of course he is.
So they're saying, we got to shut this guy up and stuff because this guy still has a lot. Well, you got 75 million people that voted for him, and we know that these elections were, I can't say the word because I don't want to get, we don't want to get muzzled here.
But yeah.
The elections were,
let's just say compromised.
Yeah. So it ended up, in YouTube's official Twitter account, the Google-owned video site said that it suspended Mr. Trump's account after one of his videos, which violated their policy for inciting violence. Terry, you got Maduro in there. You got Ayatollah Khomeini. You got Black Lives Matter.
Yes, let me just jump in real quick here. There's so much. Think about Black Lives Matter. There's $4 billion worth of damage has gone on since spring of this last year. And the social media people have said nothing condemning Black Lives Matter. Now, one more quick note about that $4 billion comes from Dennis Prager, who's a conservative radio host. So there you go. Now, here's my point. Let's be honest, it's hypocrisy again, because if they really felt that violence was going to come from this, and they had that one event that, and I condemn it, that took place on the 6th of January, but what about the dozens and dozens of violent attacks that have been done on state capitals by all kinds of groups, and they've never censored them? So here's my point. You got to be consistent. You know, Jess, I want you to be consistent with what your position is, okay? If let's say a concern, I'll give you an example. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a thing that President Trump did, and I actually said I disagreed with him, even though I agree with 99%. He allowed the homosexuals for their marriages thing. Okay, fine. That's what he did. I condemn that. But when you look at the big picture, I got to say I agree with 99%. But there's no one I'm going to agree with 100%.
Other than Jesus Lord Jesus Christ.
See, Jesse, but that's what I'm calling about consistency. If they're going to take Trump down, what about Black Lives Matter and all these other groups that are causing all kinds of havoc? To me, they're phonies. When they can only do it to one group, that tells me they're not. And you know what, Jess? The Polish prime minister condemns online censorship days after Trump was dumped by big tech. And here, listen to this, what he said. He said this, that, here it comes. He says, on Tuesday afternoon, the prime minister, he's age 52, I can't even say his name, but Morawski, published a post defending internet freedom in both Polish and English. Here's what he said. Poles are so attached to freedom because we know what it's like to live when someone tries to limit it. You know, it's called communism. He said, for close to 50 years, we lived in a country which censorship was practiced, and Big Brother told us how we are meant to live and what we are meant to feel and what we are not allowed to think are right. This is why we are so concerned with an attempt to limit freedom, Murawski explained. Hear, hear, Jesse. That's why I'm concerned about this, because I see it in the same way that it took place in Germany and in other communist countries, Nazism. It's the same thing. Shut a side up you don't want to hear from, and the rules are only good if you support the narrative. If not, we're going to shut you down.
And again, it started off first with the mask. Put on a mask. We don't want to see you. You know, gag them. Gag everybody. Yeah. That's what the government said. And then next, go beyond the mask. Now it's we got to censor people that we disagree with. This is straight communist tactics. Let's just be honest.
Yep.
The article says here, many tech companies have moved to curtail Mr. Trump's online since the violent mob of his supporters. Okay, this is the New York Times. So that's why it's worded like this.
Yeah.
Okay. The fact is, we condemned any violence, and so did the president.
Of course.
He condemned the violence right away, Terry.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, even Twitter banned President Trump.
Yep.
And he has more than 88 million followers.
Say that one more time. 88 what?
President Trump was banned by Twitter. He has more than 88 million followers.
That's incredible.
The big tech companies have also withdrawn support for other sites that they consider, what they consider right-wing or conservative sites. On Monday, Parler, which is a social networking site that's become very popular amongst conservatives and President Trump supporters for its the fact that they allow free speech, it went dark after Amazon pulled its computing services, and Apple and Google, these big bullies, earlier had removed Parler from their app stores. And Parler, obviously, they're searching for a way to get back online. Terry, once again, this is communist censorship, plain and simple.
Yeah.
The elites, that the earth movers, they're essentially saying, shut up and play by our rules. We disagree with what you're saying. And now they have the power, so they're literally doing it by censoring those on the right.
And Jesse, just to make a point, we talked about how many 88 million people are, you know, but 2.8 million subscribers are on YouTube. Can you imagine that? And this just came in of one of our listeners in Africa. Uganda has shut down all social media with the army out on the streets ahead of an election. Isn't that interesting, Jesse, at this time? See, this is what's going on. We can't have freedom of speech unless the narrative is supporting those in power. And you know what, Jess? We're going to see it in the coming year, this year, with our new administration. You watch what happens to free speech. You watch when we say that marriage is between a man and a woman only and not with two men or two women. They're going to say, Romero Barber, that's hate speech. Huh? Well, it is what it is. It's the truth. And that's what sets us free. We're not going to kowtow to the government on this. We're going to say we're followers of Jesus Christ. And when you ask me a question, I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say no to answers. And I'm going to tell you the truth, whether we have to pay a price for it, because this is worth fighting for, Jess.
Yeah, this article's called YouTube Suspends Trump's Channel for 7 days and latest strike by high-tech censors. It's from the New York Times, so it's definitely got an anti-Trump bent to it.
Of course.
The article. But I'll just summarize some of the things in this article is that the New York Times writes here, they go, the riot inside the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, January 6th, followed a rally at which President Trump made an inflammatory speech. And it says, questioning the results of the election. I'm going to stop there. No, he didn't make an inflammatory speech. He made a factual speech. So now the left is calling, when you say the truth, it's called inflammatory. He made a factual speech. And there's also, unfortunately, there's also people on the right who don't have a well-formed Christian moral conscience, and they follow their own disordered appetites and passions. So put the blame on them individually, the people that were arrested. But it's kind of interesting, Terry, the way all of a sudden the FBI and the Capitol Police are quick to arrest all these, supposed Trump supporters if in fact they were all Trump supporters, which is still the jury's out on that. But let's just say that they were just off the rail Trump supporters. Okay, they were just, let's just say they were. Well, the fact is, I noticed, Terry, that Black Lives Matter and Antifa when they go and destroy police stations and set them on fire and burn police cars, you don't hear about mass arrest the next day. In fact, what you do hear about is you hear about rich leftist corporations bailing them out or not even arresting them at all, just letting them walk away from their crime. And so one more point I'll make here. It says federal prosecutors have charged more than 70 people, including some who appeared in viral photos and videos of the riots. Officials expect to eventually charge hundreds of others. Okay, again, my point is, I noticed that when BLM and Antifa, when they have their riots, generally speaking, very few of anybody gets arrested. And when they do get arrested, they get out the very next day.
That's right.
And they're either bailed out with dark money from wealthy leftists, or the judges simply dismiss the cases, or the prosecutors dismiss the charges. So we have a huge double standard in our country again.
Yeah, here's a big double standard. Jess, do you remember Kamala Harris when she made an interview where she said that Black Lives Matter should be rioting and it's going to continue on and I encourage them to continue rioting? And nobody said a word about inciting violence. Here's the vice president of our United States of America. I heard the clip on Larry Elder's show. And here she is saying, yeah, I think it's a good thing that they're, you know, burning places down. And nobody says a word about her inciting violence. Jesse, do you think there's some hypocrisy here? I think so.
Well, again, the hypocrisy that I mentioned right in the beginning, where you have, you know, I guess Nancy Pelosi's forgot about re-education, where she referred to herself in a speech. She gave a House speech there in Congress where she approved a new rule approved by the Democrats in Congress that calls for so-called gender neutral language.
Yeah.
So as Nancy Pelosi gave a speech, she referred to herself as, quote, a wife, mother, grandmother, and daughter. I mean, Terry, she forgot what they had just passed.
Both sides of the fence.
The law that they just passed.
Whatever's convenient, that's a true politician, okay? That's what we call a career politician. If I'm speaking to this group, this is what I'm going to do, because it's going to say what they want to hear, not what is truth.
And let me give people good news about politics.
Yeah.
In heaven, there are no politics and no politicians. And there's a double meaning when I say that. I'll say it again. In heaven, there's no politics and no politicians, because the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 9 that there will be one government under Christ the King.
My final vote.
And as St. John of the Cross says, in the twilight of our life, we will all be judged by how we love.
Amen.
St. John of the Cross.
And remember, our final vote for Jesus Christ. Heaven, that's the last vote you get. Turn to Christ. That's what we do here at the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Pope Leo XIII said Christians were made for combat.
Amen.
Christians were made for combat. And just know this, that we will be fighting modernism, Marxism, and Masonry until the second coming of Christ. That's just the way it is. I want you to hear an incredible homily.
Oh, we love it.
From a priest. His name's Father Kirby. Father Jeffrey Kirby, very inspirational. He's the pastor at Our Lady of Grace Parish in Lancaster, South Carolina. He delivered a sermon admonishing parishioners about voting for, can't say the name.
Well, let's hear it.
In the 2020 presidential race. Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
We have become so soft. We are willing to compromise so much. If we truly believe, I pray that we do, that Jesus Christ has given us the most powerful message ever given to humanity, I pray that we will be unshakable, immovable, uncompromising in our defense and explanation sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in the rights of the church. Of course, some of us believe that. Some of you, I know, voted for someone who is now going to suffer and persecute the church for the next 4 years.
That on top of the fact that he supports the utter slaughter of the unborn. What have you done? What have you done to your church? Look at and watch as our religious sisters will be dragged through the courts, as contraception will be set to be imposed upon them. Watch how our hospitals disappear because we will not follow government dictates. Watch how our support of unwed mothers disappears because of constant and unreasonable regulations. Watch how she is treated by this government, this coming administration. And those of you who voted for such an administration, bear the responsibility of what you have done. Because we are in for it, folks. And they're already getting ready. Have you seen the appointees? Some of the most aggressive, anti-Catholic, anti-organized religion leaders in their various states. And this is what we're in for. To the righteous, to those of us who believe, also get ready. Because we're going to have a very difficult next 4 years. Well, we will be able to exemplify the virtues and the fortitude of St. Thomas Becket. Will we be able to speak the truth, even as they try to silence us, right? It's interesting, whenever Christians just want to share their view, suddenly tolerance disappears. Have you noticed that? The tolerant become very intolerant when it's a Christian. When we want to argue for natural marriage, the personhood of the unborn, authentic religious liberty, suddenly we are the ones who are told to shut up. Never forget, dear friends, and the wise, I pray you know this in spiritual wisdom, the wise know that evil talks about tolerance until it's in control, and then it suppresses and destroys tolerance. That's what happens. And get ready, because if you've missed that lesson, somehow in the midst of Soviet communism and Nazism before it, and the communism in the various parts of our world, just look at Venezuela. If you somehow missed that, how? Have you been living under a rock? If you somehow missed that, don't worry. You will have quite a show for the next 4 years in the United States of America. This is where we are, dear friends. It has often been said that we have two religions in one institution. And my goodness, is that becoming so clear?
Wow. That's what our bishop should be sounding like. I'm sorry to have to say
Bishop
that.
Bishop Vigano has said that we have right now, we have two religions right now in one institution.
He referred to that. Hey, Jess, let me just say something about this priest. He was preaching like this before the election. And I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a large Catholic radio network that we used to work for. We got taken off. And they would not talk about the presidential election and those clear lines because they didn't want to, you know, offend people or lose their nonprofit or whatever. And then after the election, I see that they're bringing on some strong. They say, look what Biden's going to do to us, everybody. Get ready. But they wouldn't inform people before the election to convict them not to vote for the death party. Okay. Did I call it the death party? Gosh, you know what, Jess? That's a new name. That's all right. The death party. And here's my point. We will say it before, during, and after. And again, maybe that's why we're not there, because we could not be quiet, Jesse, and not speak the truth in charity about informing people, especially Catholics, about the voting rights and about how we should be voting with a Catholic mindset and not vote for someone who's going to kill unborn babies, who's going to promote homosexual marriage, who's going to limit our religious freedom. And now you tell me? Come on, give me a break. Oh, go ahead, Jess.
Terry, what's happening right now is there's a book that was written by George Orwell. It's called 1984.
Yep.
And in that book, the government became totalitarian.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is they just started controlling people's thoughts. They call it the thought police. Yeah. That's what they're trying to do right now. This is 1984.
Yeah.
They're trying to control our thoughts And by controlling our thoughts, they control your speech. And in 1984, if you dissented against Big Brother government, the totalitarian government in the movie and in the book 1984, then guess what? You just disappeared. You just disappeared like you never existed. This is eerily similar to that book 1984. And we have a lot of people, Terry, their true colors have come out. Like, for example, the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, banning President Trump for life. Not for for life. Okay. And this is what they call virtue signaling. You know, he's letting the left know, hey, I got your back. I got your back. That's what it's called, virtue signaling, letting you know, I got your back. The guy that started the biggest conservative movement, will ban him for life. And of course, you know, he's using the January 6th debacle as a reason to do that. But Dorsey, he also said, he said the following. He said that Trump voters, Terry, they basically think that we're all deplorable.
Yeah,
that's what they believe about us, and they believe that they should just basically run us out of tech media, that we don't have the right because they don't agree with what we're saying. And again, this just sounds eerily similar to what you see in communist countries. First thing they do is control your speech by controlling your thoughts. Terry?
Yes, I want to just make good points, but I want to throw out something that we also have with this COVID-19. A Canadian doctor research shows lockdowns have caused vastly more harm than good. Jesse, right now in that chapel that's behind me on YouTube, we have a funeral of a 23-year-old young man who was so depressed because of COVID-19 and how repressed this was, he hung himself. He's having a funeral mass right now. So we pray for him. But here's the point I'm trying to convey. There's a strong, long-run relationship between economic recession and public health, Dr. Ari Wolf warns. And so the point about this COVID-19, think about the 10,000 lives every month that are lost because of COVID-19. That's the statistics. And here we are closing our shops. It's something is going on, Jesse, and it's more than telling people they can't go to work. This is a control situation where they're going to tell us when to get up, when to go to work, when to do everything. And that's not what we know as the America that I'm familiar with. So I just want to bring that last comment up, and that is the solution to COVID-19 lockdowns, it's not working. Many people are dying because of this. And I just want to say doctors are now realizing that the lockdowns have caused vastly more harm than good. Jess?
Yeah, Terry, this is a pretty good article that people should read from Crisis Magazine.
Oh, yeah, forget about that one. That's right.
Yeah.
Talk about
it's called Welcome to Twitter Rapture.
Just subscribe to Crisis. It's a good magazine. Very intellectual. Very
yes,
good.
And it says, and here's what's wrong with this Twitter rapture. He says Twitter is in essence Protestant because it's rooted in no true principles. Notice that. This is a good point. Twitter and high-tech media is rooted in no true principles. It relies solely on the blunt force trauma of mobbing gang-ups against nonconformers. So Twitter has a totalitarian prickliness for doctrinal purity. In other words, doctrinal purity is not allowed.
Absolutely. Jesse just got it in. The clip on Harris, can we play that? Because I want people to realize what she said.
Sure, put it on.
Go ahead, hit it, Richard.
I know that there are protests still happening in major cities across the United States. I'm just not seeing the reporting on it that I had.
That's right.
For the first few weeks.
That's right. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day.
Okay, now, Jesse, here's my point. Is that
she's
inciting?
Be the vice president.
Yeah, that's our vice president. It's okay for her to do that. But Mr. Trump has a group, and he's rallying the troops. So why are we playing pick and choose? Is it because the narrative doesn't support their position? What do you think?
She's a liberal.
You get away with murder.
This country is run by liberals, progressives, which is a code word for communists, and she's a liberal progressive.
Yep.
And that's why. There's only one person can play with the marbles, and that's liberal progressives. Terry, we saw that. in the movie. I mean, EWTN put out a video called A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Yep.
We even have this liberal Marxist modernism masonry inside the Catholic Church. It's in politics. This is the battle that we'll be fighting until the second coming of Christ, each one of us, until the Lord calls of home. And so as a Catholic, again, put your trust in Jesus. He's not a president. He's not a governor. He's not a senator. He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He can't get impeached. You can't force him to resign. He can't get recalled.
Amen.
He won't terminate office. And his kingdom, guess what's not going to last for 4 years. It's going to last forever. That's what the Bible says in Luke 1:33. And remember, as Catholics, don't fall into the heresy of Americanism,
Amen.
Where you become American before Catholic. No, we are Catholic Christians first and foremost, disciples of Jesus Christ. Secondly, I'm a conservative, a constitutionalist. I believe in the traditional Christian morals. And the fact of the matter is, we need to stay informed and live in a state of grace. Terry?
Well said. And don't forget the Spiritual Warfare Conference, Jesse, coming on Saturday. If you can register
it's
by calling 877-526-2151 or go online to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Up next, here, get our app, would you please? The Virgin Most Powerful app. You're going to be able to listen to Dr. Sandoval on spiritual warfare and being a doctor. Fantastic show. Please get that app by going to our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And remember, Our Lady said, souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray. Pray for them.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.